Beware, my friend, of the fear of man. The fear of man that keeps you from the fear of God, because you know what it will do to you. It will cause you to self-destruct. If you're constantly looking at others and wanting to please them and curry their favor and thinking, I can only attain what I want if I curry their favor, you are wrong, because there is a God in heaven. Today, as we look at Jeremiah chapter 38, beloved, you're going to learn that the fear of man does bring a snare. You're going to see the importance of godly leadership, or leaders that really and truly fear God. Fear God more than the face of man. Fear God so much that they're not going to manipulate man to get their way. Rather, they are going to become putty in the hands of God. I know that when we go to the polls, we listen to the people that give us the promises, but sometimes we don't look at their track record. Sometimes we don't look at their lack of experience. Sometimes we don't look at their voting record, or we find out that they never voted because they wanted to stay neutral. They wanted to stay neutral. Well, God has lessons for us in this segment of Jeremiah from 35 to 39 that we've been studying all this week. And the lesson that he has for us is that many people want the help of God without the interference of God in their lives. They want God at their beck and call. They want to be able to pray and ask for prayer and get the help of God, but not do the will of God. The second thing that we've been looking at besides, the third thing besides leadership and the importance of it, and praying and asking God for help but not listening to his word. The third thing is this, that God is calling you and me to be like Jeremiah in our day. A man, a woman that is going to stand for truth. A man, a woman that is going to hold to the word of God and to proclaim that word in season and out of season. Now, we left Jeremiah in the court of the guardhouse. He was in prison. He was in a vaulted cell. Zedekiah has taken him out of that vaulted cell. Remember, he ended up there because when the siege of the king of Babylon was lifted from the city because Pharaoh was coming up, they thought they were going to be fine. Jeremiah left the city. He went out of the city because he had some business to take care of, and he was arrested and accused of defecting to the Babylonians. But actually, what he had been telling them over and over again was, go out to the Babylonians, and you will live. Go out to the Chaldeans. The Babylonians and the Chaldeans are synonymous. Well, now we come to chapter 38, verse 1. And once again, to words, names I cannot pronounce. But when Shephatai, the son of Matan, and Gedaliah, the son of Pashur, and Jukal, the son of Shemelah, and Pashur, the son of Malchijah, heard the words that Jeremiah was speaking to all the people, saying, now this is what Jeremiah was saying, thus says the Lord, he who stays in this city, if you stay in this city, will die by the sword and famine and pestilence. Now, this is a phrase that we have asked you to mark, or we have suggested that you mark throughout your Bible and or throughout your study of Jeremiah. When you mark a key phrase, then you see how often it is used. These are God's three plagues of judgment: sword, famine, and pestilence. Pestilence is like a plague. Pestilence would be like a disease that passes around. And so he has used this phrase before. You say, I'm new to the program. I don't know exactly what you're talking about. Well, we don't want you to go away, and we want you to become part of the program. And so you just go to preceptsforlife.com and you'll see how you can download a study guide that goes with this ministry. Our goal for you is to help you discover truth for yourself so that you know God, so that you can be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, and knowing that your steadfastness, your work for the Lord is not in vain, but God is going to reward it. So this was what he was saying, and they didn't like it. It says, thus says the Lord, this city, and he's talking about Jerusalem, will be given into the hand of the army of the king of Babylon, and he will capture it. Now watch, why is the king of Babylon able to take the city of Jerusalem? Why is he able to come in and to capture this city? It's because this city here will be given into his hand. Because God is sovereign. God rules over all. And so what he's letting him know is that it is God who has determined that this is going to happen. So now watch what it says. Then the officials of the king, said to the king, now let this man be put to death. So many times we think that we can get rid of truth if we'll get rid of a person. But God will always raise up another to take their place. Get rid of this man. Let him be put to death as he is discouraging the men of war who are left in this city and all the people by speaking these words to them. You and I have to know, hey, people do not want to hear about the judgment of God. And preachers who will not preach on it and who will not preach against sin, and preachers that come along and say, God loves us all, we are wonderful in his eyes, and it's all going to be good, and you're so special, and they say it so nicely. People want to hear that. They don't want to hear bad news. But if bad news is going to happen, if a city is going to be taken, and you could save yourself by going outside the city, wouldn't you want to know? Or do you want to sit there in your stupidity and experience the sword and famine so that the famine gets so bad that they eat their children? Do you want to experience that? Do you want to experience the pestilence, the plague that comes on these weakened bodies and because of the animals and all of the things that happen because of a siege of a city? Or do you want truth? See, one of the things that people encourage me in, and by the way, I read your emails and I read the comments that come in on our website, and they are such an encouragement to me, and I thank you so much. And I want to hear what you need to hear and what you want to talk about and what you see as the weaknesses in the church and in the nation and that, so that we can address them, so that we can help you. But they say to me, thank you for your boldness. Thank you for your courage. Thank you for being willing to stand up. Well, listen, any man of God or any woman of God that knows this book would have to do the same. It's the call on all of our lives, and I'm so thankful that you want to hear it. But it says, he is discouraging the men of war who are left in the city, all the people, by speaking these words to them. For this man is not seeking the well-being of the people, but rather their harm. Now, that's a direct lie. He's so seeking their well-being that he is willing to be put into prison. So King Zedekiah said, behold, he's in your hands, for the king can do nothing against you. Then they took Jeremiah and cast him into the cistern of Malchijah, the king's son, who was in the court of the guardhouse, and they let Jeremiah down with ropes. Now in the cistern there was no water, but only mud. And Jeremiah sank into the mud. But Abed-Melech, the Ethiopian, a eunuch while he was in the king's palace, heard that they had put Jeremiah into the cistern. Now the king was sitting at the gate of Benjamin, and Abed-Melech went out to the king's palace and spoke to the king, saying, "My lord the king, these men have acted wickedly in all that they have done to Jeremiah the prophet, whom they've cast into the cistern." Now you want to mark that, cast into the cistern, and he will die. And I mark every reference to death. I draw a black tombstone right where he is because of the famine, and there's no more bread in the city. Then the king commanded Abed-Melech the Ethiopian, "Take 30 men from here under your authority and bring Jeremiah the prophet from the cistern before he dies." He's in the cistern. Now he's in the cistern. Now he's sunk deep into this mud. But listen, listen. God promised Jeremiah that when they came against him, they would not prevail. So he raises up Abed-Melech, an Ethiopian, who comes to the king and pleads on his behalf. Then he says, so Abed-Melech took the men under his authority and went to the king's palace to a place beneath the storeroom and took from there worn out clothes and rags and let them down like ropes, by ropes, into the cistern to Jeremiah. And then Abed-Melech the Ethiopian said to Jeremiah, "Now put out these worn clothes and rags. Put them on under your armpits," so that he could lift them out of the cistern. And watch what it says. It says, and Jeremiah did so. So they pulled Jeremiah up with the ropes and lifted him out of the cistern. And Jeremiah stayed in the court of the guardhouse. You can know this. If you will fear God and you will not fear man and you will do what God says, you may suffer. In fact, all who live godly in Christ Jesus are going to suffer persecution. But there is no temptation, trial, or testing taken you, but such is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not permit you to be tested or tried or tempted above what you are able to bear. He will make a way of escape. And Abed-Melech was Jeremiah's way of escape out of that cistern, out of the mud. God has a way for you to escape too. We'll talk about it in just a minute. No matter how our nation goes, no matter what others do, no matter what you and I may suffer, beloved, we have to learn that we have to stand for what is right. Jeremiah, as we saw, has just been lifted up out of the pit. God sent an Ethiopian to rescue that man. I know a woman, Marta Gabra-Tasadik, and Marta was the first woman senator under Haile Selassie and in Ethiopia. He used to call her his daughter. And I remember when Marta would tell how she would be in meetings and sometimes men would go like that, and underneath there would be a button that would indicate that they wanted to get rid of Haile Selassie. And she warned him. She said, "Father," she said, "they want to get rid of you. This is what I'm seeing." And he said, "Oh, no, 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 Marta, they're my children. They would never do that to me." But you see, we get it in our head that we can rebel, that we can follow ungodly men and have our way, and we can't. And we always need godly people to stand up. Marta and her husband fled. They hid in the woods and that as they tried to kill them. And God spared them. Do you know what Marta does now? This tall, beautiful Ethiopian woman. Ethiopians are so pretty. Regal. She now brings relief to Ethiopia. She's doing what's right, and that country is suffering because they did not listen. Listen to what he says in verse, or listen to what happens in verse 14. It says, "Then King Zedekiah sent and had Jeremiah the prophet brought to him at the third entrance, that is the house of the Lord. And the king said to Jeremiah, 'I'm going to ask you something. Don't hide anything from me.' Then Jeremiah said to Zedekiah, 'If I tell you, will you not certainly put me to death?'" You want to hear something from me, but you want to hear what you want to hear. "And if I tell you the truth, will you not put me to death?" And then he says, "Besides, if I give you advice, you won't listen to me. You'll turn your back. You'll walk away. I've spoken to you time and time and time again. You have not listened. If I tell you the truth, you're not going to listen." And this is what he said. But King Zedekiah swore to Jeremiah, and here again is that word, "in secret," saying, "As the Lord lives, who made this life for us." As the Lord lives, who made this life for us, who gave us this life, "surely I will not put you to death, nor will I give you over to the hand of these men who are seeking your life. I promise to protect you. But I'm telling you this in secret." Now watch what it says. "Then Jeremiah said to Zedekiah, 'Will he break? No, you and I know he won't break. Thus says the Lord, God of hosts, the God of Israel, if you will indeed go out to the king of Babylon, if you will leave the city, if you will go out here and you will go to the king of Babylon,'" he says, "then you will live. This city will not be burned with fire, and you and your household will survive." Listen to me, King. Listen to what I'm telling you. I'm telling you that if you will leave the city and you will go out to the king of Babylon, not only will you spare your own life, you will spare the city. You can save the city. You, the leader, can save the city by obeying God. Do you realize how many leaders there are that could have brought life and blessing and prosperity to their people if they had only listened to God? Do you realize how many leaders there are, beloved, that have harmed a whole nation? Hitler was one of them, because they did not listen to God. Listen to what he says. He says, if you will not go out to the officers of the king of Babylon, then this city will be given over into the hand of the Chaldeans. They will burn it with fire, and you yourself will not escape from their hand." Now listen, the Babylonians are around the city. The Babylonians have the city under siege. And God is saying, if you will only listen to me, I'm giving you this opportunity. It is the last hour. It is the last minute. And I am telling you, I am God. I am able to take away this trial. I am able to take away the siege. If you will listen to me, you can spare the city. You can spare the people's houses. You can spare the temple. It will not be burned with fire if you will listen. Do you realize how many people there are that are on drugs and alcohol, that are sexually immoral, that are lying, that are stealing, that are gossips and maligners, and they have heard that God says that this is a sin and it brings judgment, and they will not listen. And they continue, listen, to destroy and to self-destruct. And that's what happened to him. Then King Zedekiah said to Jeremiah, I dread the Jews who have gone over to the Chaldeans, for they will give me into their hands, and they will abuse me. Listen, if I go out to the Chaldeans, they're going to take me to Babylon. The Jews that are there are going to abuse me. Wait a minute. What is God saying? But Jeremiah said, now listen, he has a choice to listen to this man of God, this man of God that has been proven right so far. They will not give you over. Please obey the Lord. Put a big blue O over obey the Lord. And what I'm saying to you, that it may go well with you and you may live. This is God's word to you today. Obey the Lord. And what he's saying to us, and it will go well with you and you will live. He says, but if you keep refusing to go out, this is the word which the Lord has shown me. Then behold, all the women who have been left in the palace of the king of Judah are going to be brought out to the officers of the king of Babylon. And they will say, they'll turn around and say to Zedekiah, your close friends have misled and overpowered you. While your feet were sunk in the mire, they turned back. They will also bring out your wives, Jeremiah is saying, and your sons to the Chaldeans, and you yourself will not escape from the king of Babylon. This city will be burned with fire. Then Zedekiah said to Jeremiah, let no man know about these words. And you will not die. He's had truth. He doesn't want others to know what he has heard. But if the officials hear that I've talked with you and come to you and say to you, tell us now what you said to the king and what the king said to you, do not hide it from us, and we will not put you to death. Then you are to say to them, I was presenting my petition before the king not to make me return to the house of Jonathan to die there. Then all the officials did exactly what the king thought. They came to Jeremiah and they questioned him. So he reported to them in accordance with all these words which the king had commanded. And they ceased speaking with him, since the conversation had not been overheard. So Jeremiah stayed in the court of the guardhouse until the day that Jerusalem was captured. What he said came to pass. But what about Zedekiah? Did what God say about Zedekiah come to pass? You'll have to tune in tomorrow. Same time, same place, same station, or same on the internet. And you'll get the answer. Just know this. God said to Jeremiah, I watch over my word to fulfill it.
Because of friends who give generously to this ministry. Our financial partners at every level provide the faithful, ongoing support we need to touch thousands of lives every single day. to partner with us, visit preceptsforlife.com today. Your much-needed gift will help us reach the world with the Word of God.
Oh, beloved, 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 I want to ask you a question as we take this portion of the program and look at God's precepts for life. How convinced are you that this is the Word of God? How convinced are you that what God says will surely come to pass? How convinced are you that God watches over His Word to perform it? How convinced are you that, as He says in the book of Amos, God does nothing but what He tells His prophets beforehand? How convinced are you that you don't have to walk in darkness, although the rest of the world is going to walk in darkness? How convinced are you that you are not to be a bondservant of men, that you cannot, as Galatians 1:10 says, you cannot fear man and fear God. You cannot be a bondservant of men and be a bondservant of God. How sold out are you, dear one, to God and to His Word? You say, but I'm afraid. It makes me afraid because of what they might do to me if I hold forth the Word of life. If I speak it, if I tell it, if I talk, I'm going to be lonely. Yes, you will be lonely. I'm going to be rejected. Yes, you will be rejected. Jesus was rejected. He was a man of sorrows. He was acquainted with grief. He came to His own, and His own received Him not. He said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. They are truth. And He says, you know why you cannot hear them? Because you are of your father, the devil. And the devil has been a murderer from the beginning. He is a liar, and he is the father of lies, and he abides not in the truth. And when Jesus Christ died on that cross, He defeated the power of Satan. Now, whose kingdom do you want to live in? Who do you want to follow? Who are you going to believe? Are you going to believe a liar? Are you going to believe the one that is the truth? Are you going to look at the one that says, save your skin? You've got to compromise. Or are you going to look at the one who says, be strong and courageous and observe to do according to all that I have commanded you? You have a choice to make. You've heard truth today. You can be a Zedekiah or you can be a Jeremiah. What do you want? Just know this, that if you're a Zedekiah that wants to hear the word of the Lord in truth, wants prayer, but doesn't want God's interference in your life, you're in trouble, and you don't want to be in trouble. Choose to be a Jeremiah.
Thank you for watching today. To download your free copy of the study guide or to find out more about Precept Ministries International, click on our website or call us today at 1-800-763-1990. Join us for our next program as Kay shares more Precepts for Life.